The stretch of coastline southwest of Pongo Pongo was one of the hardest hit by the tsunami, when the usually peaceful ocean sent walls of water crashing into beachside homes.
We are all damaged.
In Say, Tonga, Losi Ferezzi says she lost everything, furniture, appliances, and clothing. Most homes along the beachfront in this village have structural damage and are unlivable. Tavita Vivi has built a temporary structure next to his home. However, there is no electricity yet in this part of the village, and his family is staying in an emergency shelter. Last week's traumatic events are still fresh in his mind. He leads a visitor to the hillside where he and his family fled as the tsunami approached. They had minutes to scramble up the mountain. Vivi, his brother and cousin, carried his elderly father on a section of metal fencing. They climbed to safety and put up a shelter for the night. He says that now they are getting assistance.
We free the food from government and the clothes from the Red Cross and other people. They know and help us.
Some of Vivi's neighbors are also taking early steps at reconstruction. Down the road in Afau, Barbara Autele is struggling with losses from the tsunami. She is getting food and help from her church and is working to salvage her family's belongings, including bed sheets and clothing.
They have sentimental value, you know, it's for my kids when they were growing up. I just feel so mad about everything gone, just so much.
Workers from the territorial government are surveying coastal households to assess the damage, and people are grateful for the help that is starting to flow in. Yet strong emotions lie just beneath the surface. Koki Meki says that her grown children in California have begged her to leave the island and join them. As tears well up in her eyes, she says she will pray about it, but wants her children to know that God is protecting her family and the people of the village. Her sister-in-law, Fuatino Matmau, has no plans to move anywhere.
I'm not thinking of moving, because this is our land and this is our family. It's hard for me to move out while we are supposed to stay here.
Many in these stricken villages say their roots are here, and in spite of the disaster, they are deeply tied to the land and people. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, American Samoa.